Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
This Wednesday at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special just in time for Valentine's Day. The Spa Boutique 360 has $50 gift certificates for only $25 on BamaHalfOff.com. The Spa Boutique has everything you need to love the skin you're in. Spa Boutique 360 offers several non-invasive body sculpting services to enhance your beauty, curves, and confidence. There are only 50 certificates available. Get your half-off deal from the Spa Boutique 360 this Wednesday at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
And now, a star is born. On February 7th, 1962, the world welcomed little baby Garth Brooks.
One more push, Mom. I can see the cowboy hat.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Congratulations. It's a friend in your low places.
Garth Brooks, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The White House today forcing out Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman from his post at the National Security Council. The decorated veteran who testified in President Trump's House impeachment hearings was escorted off the White House grounds. He is expected to be posted at the Pentagon. President Trump taking aim at congressional Democrats again today after this week's Senate impeachment trial ended in an acquittal.
That's a failed hoax. Every one of them have to put it right on that resume. It was a fix.
The president was in Charlotte, North Carolina, delivering a speech on economic revitalization in low-income areas. Another sell-off on Wall Street over renewed investor concerns on the coronavirus. The Dow down 277, the S&P falling 18 points, the NASDAQ closing 52 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
And it'll be back within a week.
Hello and welcome to the 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais, thank you. You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did. It's the last time. Who cares? Oh. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show. A superb drama. Yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing. Made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and
wag, wag.
So, it's already 3 hours long.
All right, we'll see how well people stay reined in. And the Oscars, but I do not plan to watch. I like waking up at 2:20 and seeing who won and then going to the sites that tell you who the a-holes were so I knew who I'm going to be trashing later in the morning.
Well, it's painless that way, buddy.
Yeah. Eddie Bader and Seth Spotlow have joined us. Thanks again to JT and Leanne, who are just a blast to have in the studio. And thank you to Dennis for waiting for a good 5 or 6 minutes.
35 minutes.
35.
No, it wasn't 35.
Wait a minute. We have a counter on the thing, don't we?
Yeah.
So what's on your mind, Dennis?
Oh, I was just going to make a comment. I had seen and heard a thing on the Joker movie about its violence and all that stuff. It has to do with the fact that the killer is a NSEB, a new term for me. Involuntary celibate. apparently somebody who is so inept that they can't even get a girl to go out with them, so they turn violent.
I mean, I...
That's sad.
I remember Paula Koch telling me no.
Quit pointing at me!
Yeah, Eddie Bader is trying to point to Seth Spotlow.
Seth Spotlow.
Hey, maybe you're right, but still.
I wasn't going to say it on the radio.
Is what it is.
No.
That's all I had on it. I need to go see it.
You should, and then and with the information you just provided, we'll be putting metal detectors at our studio door whenever Seth comes in.
Don't do it, Dennis. Don't do it.
Thanks for the call.
All right, so I saw it, and it was, it sucks you in. It's kind of depressing. You know, not really, really violent until the end. At the end, something
It's just
really...
like the Democratic Party. They suck you in. It's very depressing. And
yeah, it really is. It's super sad. He does a great acting job, and at the end, you're like, wow. And you're like, I'm glad that happened, because the bad thing that happens to a guy is kind of a jerk, you know? So, I mean, it was different, but it was good.
I'm glad you liked it, buddy.
Well, I didn't like it.
You know what? I never saw... I saw part of it. I didn't see the whole thing of the Heath Ledger Joker.
Yeah.
But what really made me shake my head were the stories that came out following his overdose on heroin that... It was the movie, playing that role in the movie, that sucked him into
the edge.
Yeah, that they needed to shoot up so he could cope with playing that role. That's the biggest crock of crap I have ever heard in my life. He was a junkie.
Right.
Learn the terminology. I had to. I didn't like it when they looked at me in rehab and said, "You're a junkie."
But
no, you're a junkie.
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute, I got to... You're a junkie, and until you embrace that and then follow the rules the junkies are supposed to follow to get well. And I still had to go through a few ass kickings to get it right, but...
A whole bunch of excuses.
But you got there, didn't you, buddy?
And so far have stayed.
Good deal.
But we were talking earlier about Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Announcing he's quit smoking. Can somebody look up how old he is?
93.
No. In his 70s.
No, I know he's in his late 70s.
You know they're going on tour again this year.
Well, they're actually finishing a tour that they had to stop because Mick had his first heart attack.
True.
It's, I forget the name of it.
76 years old.
76.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be real honest with you. If I make it to 76 and I'm still smoking, I'm not stopping.
Right, why not?
What's the point?
Boom.
So I can be an 80-year-old...
Miserable.
Yeah.
Then you'd be 80 and happy.
Nobody want to be around me.
Everybody's got their vices. If smoking is your vice, Greg, and it bothers no one but you, so be it. So be it, man. Everybody's got their vices.
Yeah.
You look good today, man.
Can't handle that uncomfortable pause for 1 second again.
It's not uncomfortable, it's very comfortable. Because I'm sitting in the middle of it every day.
Oh, man.
When you keep telling him that every day, at some point he's going to realize maybe Seth is just full of crap.
No, I'm not.
Or
I don't say it every day.
Sexy. One of the
two. He's a good looking man. And I'm not even like that.
All right.
Just saying.
Oh, I'm in the peak of health.
You want some water?
I'm going that, you were sounding better.
No, I actually, it's so weird. All right, so two weeks ago tomorrow, they told me I had bronchitis, and they gave me antibiotics and cough medicines and all this other crap, prednisone. Mm-hmm. A week later, I hardly remember the previous week because it was such a push to get through it.
Yeah.
And then, so I went back Saturday and said, I'm still sick. So this time they took a chest x-ray and said, you have pneumonia.
Oops.
So we're going to give you these antibiotics, doxycycline and something else. I can't remember. And today... I woke up, I got a nap in for about an hour around 11 o'clock, and I woke up and I felt less congested. It was an amazing thing.
Yeah.
Could breathe a little easier?
Yeah. you remember at the end of last week, my voice was...
You had that sexy voice.
Yeah, that real sexy Sonny Fox. And that doesn't seem to be a problem. So maybe, finally, turning the corner.
Heck yeah.
And maybe, with a little luck, we'll get Mrs. Britterbuttle out of the hospital today, although I still don't have any word on that. A lot of people have been asking. A little bit later, I got to get into this thing that Stick Shift Annie, one of our treasured long-term listeners, sent on AOC being a plant. Now, that's not the kind of plant that's in a vase or in your garden.
Or that blooms.
Because those...
or that smells good.
Those are... those kind of plants have an actual use to us in real life. But we'll have some fun with that. And maybe we'll talk... Any other movies that we want to mention that anybody have a rooting interest in?
I don't even know what's up for nomination.
Once Upon a Time
in
Mexico.
That's how much I care.
That was one of them.
Was that pretty good? Did you see it?
It was
Once Upon a Time in Mexico or Hollywood?
Yeah, Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can see how you
excuse me.
Made a mistake.
Mexico, Hollywood, same thing, you know, just offense. But it was good.
Yeah.
And it's not the story that you would think they would be telling. It was pretty good, man.
Saw it. I haven't seen it yet.
That's the one about the Tate LoBianca murders, right? Charles Manson and all that?
Well, it's kind of about that. It's supposed to be set in the same time.
Yeah.
And different things happen, so it doesn't follow what you think is supposed to happen. But it was really good, story-wise.
Hmm. Interesting. I got nothing, man. Latest movies I've seen, I really can't talk about here on the radio.
Wow.
You're looking good today, Eddie.
Oh, Susanna.
4:13, before we go to break here, here's the award show that I would really love to see.
Welcome back to the first ever Real People's Awards, where we salute the people that do the actual work in this country.
Thank you. As announced earlier, there will be no microphones on stage for winners because we want to keep this thing moving along. After all, we all have to get up and go to work in the morning. In the category of Best Plumber, the Real People's Award goes to Joe Johnson for his tireless duty unclogging toilets at an IBS convention last weekend at the Holiday Inn.
Thank you!
Moving on now, the Real People's Award would like to recognize the category of State Highway Construction Workers. And the winner is Dan Ostrecki. He is the guy actually shoveling while the other eight watch.
Dreams come true, thank you!
Coming up on the 2020 Real People's Awards, the award for contractor who stayed on the job the longest without disappearing.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Le Quire's New Year's Resolution Sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Le Quire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylequire.com today. That's acbylequire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Le Quire.
License number 84417.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home, so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey has asked that bond be increased for the MPS teacher charged with sexual abuse. Bailey has requested that 57-year-old Michael Bradley's bond go from $8,000 to $250,000. Bradley is accused of having sexual contact with a 12-year-old student at Floyd Middle Magnet. Bailey says Bradley poses a threat to the community. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a January homicide. 26-year-old Anthony Stoddard is charged with murder in the shooting death of 25-year-old Tamertrius Richards. Stoddard is being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $150,000 bond. The National Weather Service confirms an EF1 tornado hit Marengo County south of Demopolis early Thursday morning. The Marengo County EMA says a woman was killed in that storm, her husband injured when their mobile home was destroyed. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Before we get to Rich's weather, yesterday on Facebook I ran a thread. Do you or do you not want politicians as guests on Happy Hour? The verdict is in, and we're going to announce it in a minute.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you got plans for tonight, we should be dry but a little chilly with partly cloudy skies and the overnight low temperature down to about 37. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small in the afternoon and evening hours, but not zero. High temperature up to about 62. And then for Sunday, we're looking for a better day with lots of sunshine. High temperature up to about 66. That looks nice. More rain Monday, high around 70. Showers and thunderstorms are a good bet by Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Welcome to Happy Hour. On a Friday, we're going to roll call. This is how we introduce all of our imaginary friends.
You on drugs?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Man.
You gotta have
Drink is smart.
If you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Is that your tongue?
You gotta have
It's unbelievable.
If you wanna be with me.
Oh, a funny man.
That's a matter what you
He's 9 years old in fourth grade.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Awesome.
you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the tailor.
Cutty say can't hang.
What?
Nothing from nothing leaves. Now this is so stupid. And I'm not stupid.
Shave those maracas.
Believe you me.
You guys suck.
Don't you remember I told you?
No. I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Men are all alike. Seven or eight quick ones and you're off with a boy. To boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
Where's the beef?
Loan me $50.
Roy!
If you wanna be with
well, what do you know? I got an admirer.
Nothing from nothing.
Let's get nuts!
You gotta have
that was funny.
If you wanna be with me.
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
I hate men.
Gotta have something.
Call if you're new to the show. That's this show started out as a show about nothing. We're trying to return to our roots, and to whatever extent we can, we're not going to live here in a bubble, obviously. The verdict is in. I'm about to post this on Facebook with the full support of the highest and most esteemed management here at the Blue Water Broadcasting Company, LLC.
Bailey.
Bailey what?
It's the highest manager here at...
It's most beloved.
Bailey, the born hot dog.
Yeah.
I mean, Bailey was up here, I think it was it Thursday? Really early. The weather was coming through.
Yeah.
So Rich left her in the studio, and Bailey started playing sound effects during Coast to Coast.
Sweet.
Because I would never do something.
I heard you this morning.
I told Rich, she knows where she gets her chicken.
You know, at some point, every Sunday, without fail, and we're going back several years now, keep forgetting that we're about to celebrate our fourth anniversary with Rich coming up. On Sunday, at some point, a cooler with five big fat chicken tenders and a block of ice is in a portable cooler and in my car, because I would rather show up here on Monday without my pants than without Bailey's chicken.
That's right.
Being without my pants would be embarrassing, and I could go home and change them.
Sure.
But I'd rather do that than look Bailey in the face and say, I forgot your chicken.
I don't blame you.
Well, if you were pantsless, we'd never know.
Don't tell me I'm a good-looking guy.
I already did that earlier.
Don't tell me. Anyway, we asked your opinion in a Facebook thread, and you really stepped up with a lot of great comments. No politicians of any stripe running for any office will be on this show. That's the decision. That's what you want. You want things to lighten up at the end of your workday. And we're going to do our best. I mean, are we going to sit and not talk about politicians? No. I am not going to be endorsing anybody either.
Good.
But you're welcome to call anytime, and if you've got something to say about somebody that's running for something, that's what we're here to do. And try and keep the show more in an entertainment mode. But being entertained doesn't mean you can't be enlightening, too.
Very true.
Exactly.
Very true.
So that's the verdict. As I said in the initial post, I feel like I've been burnt.
Yep.
And I don't want to go through that again. And nothing was worse, especially after the second or third election of Martha Roby, with the people that called me up and said, I told you so. And I said, you're right. You know, you were right. There's something about that situation that needs to be said as well. Not yet, but it's coming. So with all due respect to people running for something, you will have certainly every opportunity here with Joey and Jack Campbell and the esteemed Dan Morris to come in and answer their questions. I am done with
that. It's a good call.
I believe it in my heart, but this show, this is a community show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean in the sense that it's licensed to Montgomery or any of that stuff. It's a community show, and that's the group that comes to Baumhauer's. Right. That's the group that...
Community-driven show. I totally get
helps
that.
Out when somebody's in trouble, and we need to help them. And that's why I wanted this to be a community decision, just to be sure. I had a feeling it would go the way it did, but I'm just glad that it did.
Well, that just shows how great of a host you are, Greg. Instead of being the dictator saying, we're going to do things my way only... You're smart enough to reach out to the people that listen and say, hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah, well, we just had great ratings. I would like to maintain those and make sure as we move in, you know, through 2020 that we're going in that direction.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean we still can't inform. But right.
Of course, the whole reason the ratings came back is because Rosie's here.
Duh-huh.
Exactly. Yeah.
An element of class. Thank God. And...
You are here to entertain and amaze.
Can we just go for entertaining until I'm over this crap?
Well, you're still amazing.
I'm not feeling all that amazing.
Hey, Greg, you look good today.
It's amazing, okay?
It is amazing.
Can I get a second opinion?
You sure is ugly.
427 Montgomery Paint and Body can take an ugly car, a car that's been bent up and beat up in a wreck, and restore it to its original brilliance and beauty. I mean, seriously, when you see your car after it's been in their capable hands, the only thing that's missing is that new car sticker on the side window, because they make every effort, knowing, you know, what grief you go through in the accident process with insurance adjusters and reports and police reports and all of that, and lawyers and everything else, that at the end of the day, when your car is ready to be placed back in your hands, your jaw's going to drop, and you are going to realize, wow, I made a great choice to bring my vehicle to MPB. They've been doing it this way they're halfway through their fourth decade on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, and it's the Turner family ethic that makes all the difference and has since day one. They refuse to compromise. They will not consider fixing a car unless they can fix everything that needs to be fixed. They're thorough, diligent, and when they return their car, they make sure that the detailing has added that extra measure of class, because you've probably been doing it. Nobody likes to drive a rental. You know, if you don't have the car you like to drive,
it's just not comfortable.
Even for a day, yeah. You feel like you're in somebody else's car. So when you get your car back, they want you to not just be happy you're getting it back, but stunned, shocked, overwhelmed by how great it looks, like I used to. MBB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W is the number.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Checking the interstates, I-65 and 85, mostly moderate to heavy at times traffic through downtown Montgomery on the interchange. We've got pockets of congestion on the Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, the Boulevard, all the way around the city. Congressman Dickinson and 231 to Wetumpka getting very busy this hour. Please use caution wherever you are and slow down. We'll keep you updated. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up. And President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oscars on Sunday. I still can't get over the fact that this movie never won one.
Get ready for one of the most explosive movies of the year.
Hang on to your ass.
Fire!
That was complete destruction.
Fart of the Furious.
Ready?
One thing I can guarantee. No one's ready for this.
Starring Vin Diesel.
I got no choice.
Charlize Theron.
This should be interesting. They're all mine.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Phase two.
Phase two? What's phase two?
Bounds away.
Ouch.
Now it's my turn.
And featuring special guest star Kurt Russell.
Oh, it took longer than I expected.
All right, you get style points for that one.
Boom! Fart of the Furious.
What are you, 9 years old and in fourth grade?
I'm sorry, I missed. What was the question?
What are you, 9 years old and fourth grade?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know that's juvenile. I heard I just posted this thing about how we're going to strive to be entertaining and topical.
Number one entertainment is fart jokes.
Right. I honestly.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eddie.
Only for men.
I thought as I got older, I would mature out of that. But I don't. I still laugh at fart jokes. I can't help it.
What do you think is funny, Rosie, if it's not a fart joke?
Have you ever heard Martha Stewart cooks with gas?
Yeah.
Yes.
Borscht.
Yes.
I think it would be distasteful for me to play that. Not because I know if I needed you to go downstairs for something, all of a sudden.
I would do it.
But it would be disrespectful to my poor wife who has been suffering with digestive issues for 3 days.
We love you, Roz.
Let's see. Have we heard? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. There could be breaking news here. She gave me a great score on the roll call.
That's cool.
Oh, cool.
Still in the hospital.
Well.
And, oh, wow. And our mutual friend Terry says, "Great show,
good deal."
Oh yeah, no, this has become a great Friday thing.
And who is this?
With you guys,
I love it.
Yeah, man, this is great.
Chris, okay, hold on.
And it helps me, like you guys just help me kind of stay the focus. Now, we were talking with JT and Leanne last hour, and they had been to the 9/11 museum, and now I want to go. I realize that I have to go to New York and put up with all you got to put up with when you visit the city. And I've always said, if you're going to go to New York, you better have money to blow.
Yeah.
Because that's really the only way to enjoy it. It's not a place to go on the cheap.
No, like it ain't a budget vacation.
$12 pack of cigarettes.
And I used to spend a couple of grand for a weekend back in the late 80s, early 90s. I would imagine that probably wouldn't go too far today.
Think I'd get you a good Saturday.
Yeah. I want to see that museum, though.
Yeah, me too. My sister went a couple years ago, or actually last year, and they were just moved by it.
When they were here, we were talking about benchmark events that shaped life.
Thanks.
And how 9/11 did that for a lot of us.
Okay.
Our parents, my parents, all had stories about December 7th, 1941.
Mm-hmm.
And listener Valerie sent me a note. She had brought up the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. And share with us that she lost her mother in that event.
Mm.
Can't believe it took, it was 25 years ago. It took 16 days after that bombing for her to know anything about what happened to her mom.
16 days.
That's...
Ooh.
I was actually on WJ. It's funny. Last night I heard somebody filling in for Mark Levin.
Happy hour.
And it was a guy who I guess normally hosts a show on WJNO in West Palm Beach, which is the station I was on for a year. And I was on that station. We had a kind of it's not quite as entertaining, but the best we could do, morning show on the news station, that station, when the Oklahoma City bombing occurred. And we had this old school talk host, a guy that actually still wore ascot scarves. And
wow.
Jack Cole. And of course, when you said his name a little bit too quickly, Jack Cole this afternoon, he was rather full of himself. But he buys himself a plane ticket and flies out to Oklahoma City to cover it. I was never really sure what the point was because there was nothing he could tell us from there that we couldn't get.
Right.
You know, from networks and other sources. But, yeah, the scope of that, when you saw that, how incredible that explosion was and the scope of it, it was... And then, of course, you know, knowing that nurseries and things were caught up in that, yeah. Ariel, Oklahoma, does a... a really impressive job of showing off what's there now in its place. This is at 4:38. This is Chris.
Hey, I love the comedy you put out. That really helps me cope with the days and stuff when I have a bad day or something. I was hoping I'd contribute a little bit. I got an idea for something, but I'm not good enough on computers or whatever to do it. I was thinking about a parody of the Democratic debate where the powers be at Hollywood decide the current crowd aren't going to cut it. They bring up some movie stars and put them out to debate. And it's, and of course, in Hollywood fashion, they pick all the wrong ones. Like Samuel Jackson. After bleep every other word.
Yeah, you would.
Morgan Freeman. You just reminded me. Dinner with Morgan.
There. Hang on a second. Yeah, a few years ago there was a guy named Albert Guillory, who is a black man and he was a politician in Louisiana. I think still is. I have his statement in here. Today, I was shocked to see, because he was one of the first black people of note to say, we're done with the plantation politics of the Democratic Party. Today, I see he was bought and paid for by Mike Bloomberg. Mm-hmm. I was so disappointed. Mm-hmm. So disappointed. Lost all my respect.
Mini Mike.
He's buying influence. He's buying people with Facebook influence, social media following and all that. By the way, did I mention that Mike Bloomberg would be a great president?
I never heard that.
I've heard that from anybody.
Seriously, they are buying talk show hosts, whatever, anybody that's got, you know, a big social media following.
Let me ask you something, Greg. Let's say Bloomberg's people got a hold of Greg Budell, and they said, hey, Greg, we'd like for you to talk about Bloomberg a little bit. Of course, you laugh them off. Ha, 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 not my kind of thing. So they call you back up, and they go, Greg, we got $750,000 if you'll just... say Mike Bloomberg is good enough to vote for him.
Three quarters.
We got 750,000 for you.
That I couldn't do it.
Good.
Because I would have to face people.
That's the thing. It's easy to take the money, but the next day you got to face everybody.
Yeah.
And admit to everybody, I'm a sellout.
I appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you at 440. Yeah, when I saw this, I'll look for that clip. We'll play a little bit when we come back from this break. It's 441. Fox Business coming up.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic will start in Prattville, Highway 82 at Norris Road, right in front of Big Star Tavern. We have an accident there. Also over in Montgomery, Atlanta Highway, in the vicinity of Bell Road, we have a reported accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are very busy all around the boulevard, mostly at the major intersections, a little congestion. I-65 and 85 have moderate to heavy traffic on them all the way through downtown Montgomery at the interchange. Atlanta Highway, very heavy. Taylor Road, East South Boulevard. Use caution wherever you are this afternoon. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The National Weather Service confirms an EF1 tornado hit Marengo County south of Demopolis early Thursday morning. The Marengo County EMA says a woman was killed in that storm, her husband injured when their mobile home was destroyed. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey has asked that bond be increased for the MPS teacher charged with sexual abuse. Bailey has requested that 57-year-old Michael Bradley's bond go from $8,000 to $250,000. Bradley is accused of having sexual contact with a 12-year-old student at Floyd Middle Magnet. Bailey says Bradley poses a threat to the community. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a January homicide. 26-year-old Anthony Stoddard is charged with murder in the shooting death of 25-year-old Tamertrius Richards. Stoddard is being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $150,000 bond. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you got plans for tonight, we should be dry but a little chilly with partly cloudy skies and the overnight low temperature down to about 37. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small in the afternoon and evening hours, but not zero. High temperature up to about 62. And then for Sunday, we're looking for a better day with lots of sunshine. High temperature up to about 66. That looks nice. More rain Monday, high around 70. Showers and thunderstorms are a good bet by Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the kind of, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
There once was a man from the Keystone State. Headed to work, he was running late. Merged onto the roundabout. Going too fast and he didn't get out. Three circles later made a sound that was like a train. The wind picked up and the radio telephone rang. He said, I told you haters, roundabouts make tornadoes. And my F-150 just made an F5. You think I'm crazy, but the cows are flying. Silver radio.
Cause on the counter you wanna know why.
I think I know what's been going on around here. Traffic circles change the atmosphere.
There's a guy, I mean, good example. He was serious. That phone call.
Oh, yeah, he was dead serious, man.
Wow.
Really believes that. And there are, I mean, sadly, because they've been indoctrinated, because nobody's ever challenged the Al Gore video through the educational system. Everybody's believing that, you know, but keep in mind, our last president, Mr. Environment, Mr. Carbon Footprint, Mr. Paris Bullcrap Climate Deal, they're relentlessly wrong about everything, Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, yeah.
Just bought a house at Martha's Vineyard. Now, Eddie is a realtor. If I said, I can guarantee you in 5 years, the ocean will rise by 5 feet and flood anything that's a peninsula or an island attached to this country, you might be able to sell somebody a house because you're good at what you do. But why would you spend, I think it was over $16 million to buy a property that by your own BS says, this is going to be underwater with the melting polar ice caps and...
Yeah, before you ever pay it off. I mean, I'm sure you got a 30-year mortgage on it.
Oh, I'm certain. they can't get $25 million checks from Netflix every month.
No. It's hysterical. That whole thing cracks me up. You know you cannot. That's like me saying, Greg, I think everybody else should start walking and riding horses to work, but I'm going to drive.
Right.
I'm going to drive now. But the rest of you commoners, y'all need to do something else.
So after this incredible jobs report today, we've got seven of them. I mean, really, if you were casting this as an SNL skit, you wouldn't need to hire an actor or an actress to play any of these people that are in the debate. And Minnie Mike, he wants to stand on a box. They're debating tonight in New Hampshire, right?
Yeah. If I get a box, does everybody get a box? I mean.
And then is he flying here for these meetings? I see the pandering's
more
already begun.
More than likely.
At ASU,
yeah.
I got news for you, Mike Bloomberg. You getting elected anything in Alabama ain't going to start there.
I would love to walk around ASU campus with Bloomberg.
Yeah.
For one, he's 4 foot nothing.
Yeah.
So everybody's just going to think he's a little kid dressed up in a suit.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to ask him, you looking for your mom?
Somebody photoshopped him next to a fire hydrant at the same time. It's very funny. 450, back in a sec.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances purchases their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Report.
On Wall Street, the major averages booking losses as fears around the coronavirus and its impact on the global economy offset better than expected job gains in the January employment report. U.S. employers adding a robust 225,000 jobs during the month, according to the Labor Department, which was more than economists were expecting. The Dow falling 277 points, the Nasdaq down 52, S&P 500 down 18. Still, the major averages holding on to weekly gains. And Americans giving their credit cards a real workout this past holiday season, with borrowing on credit cards rising by the largest amount in more than two decades in December, according to the Federal Reserve. And Casper Sleep shares falling 18% on their second day of trading as a public company, pushing the stock below its initial public offering price of $12 a share. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're feeling confused, shame, fear, guilt, or anger, now there's help. New from Senate Pharmaceuticals, a new drug that takes away the pain, remorse, and regret. Reach for Acquittal. Acquittal addresses your frustrations and absolves your partisan differences. Now available in GOP strength. Ask your constituents if Acquittal is right for you. Take only as directed by the White House. And coming soon, Rip It All for post-State of the Union speech disorder.
I'm just looking at Twitter. Bette Midler berserk today because Trump pinned. I've seen this. It's a mock-up of a Time magazine cover. And basically what they have is all the Trumps you'll be able to vote for who can run the country yeah. for the next 50 years. I think it goes all the way down to Barron. But Bette Midler, because I guess the president liked it, pinned it on his wall. And she, in all caps, Bette Midler, he pinned this. You think this is a joke, don't you? It's not. He means it. He'll change the rules and his neighbors will let him. If he wins again, he'll rule you until he dies. You die or both, and then you get Ivanka. What's wrong with that?
Thank you.
Nothing.
She's smart.
I would much rather have Ivanka as her own person. She and her father don't agree on everything.
Thank you.
But she at least has some skill and not a career politician, if I may make that comparison. David Blackman seems to believe, and I can't disagree, this joke, this process that the Democrats are going through, trying to convince us that they can take all of this success, all this good stuff going on, and be the first to ruin it the fastest.
Yep, exactly.
That waiting in the weeds.
I know. I've been telling you, dude.
Yeah. I here's the thing. I don't care if they run her or not. She's not going
to
beat him.
No, I want him to run her just so we get the comedic value out of this. And everybody, again, gets to see who the Clintons really are. If there was ever a doubt, now watch them.
Quiet there, Spot. Actually, Spot's before your eyes. Man, it's already... I'm telling you, that woman, she and Pelosi, I think, get drunk together. They must. And you got to wonder what old San Fran Nan is thinking these days, because she caved into the AOCs, these little turds that, you know, have been in office for a month. And, yeah, we want them impeached. And if you don't do it, we're going to challenge your power as speaker. Well, she gave them what they wanted.
Right.
And they made Trump a lot more popular and exposed how ridiculous they are in the process.
But you brought up a good point. Here in the race in Alabama, you know, we have Sessions, and people are saying that they don't want to bring in a new senator, keep Sessions in there because at least he knows where the bathroom is. Well, AOC is a new senator, and why I don't like her, she has made her voice known to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So why would it be so bad to send up a freshman senator?
There is somebody... Look.
We're going to have to do it anyway, one day, correct?
Why couldn't Tommy Tuberville bring that private sector experience? He earned his living.
That's right.
He was very successful, and there's no reason to question that he would be in Trump's corner.
Exactly
on the agenda, because I think we're, as he says, the best is yet to come. That is a legitimate claim for him to make, as good as things are now. Why can't it get better? They don't like that when things get better. No. They don't like it when people think independent.
Because suddenly you don't need me.
It's going to be interesting. But I did, again, I thank everybody that participated and expressed an opinion. But there will be no political interviews on the show for anybody, for any office, from either party.
What if I'm running for Realtor of the Year?
I will support you 100%. I will donate to your campaign. I'll give you a shingle from my roof that you can wave and say, Greg Goodell voted for me.
Participation's jingle.
Speaking of which, right after the top of the hour, you got a house you want to talk
about? Yeah, we're going to talk about an open house we got.
All right. That'll be right after Fox, which is next.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got a couple of accidents up in Prattville. One of them is Highway 82 at Norris Road in front of Big Star Tavern. We're still seeing a big congested area on 82 right there, both lanes. Also on Highway 82 up the road just a bit at Highway 82 at Allenville Road, we have a minor accident there. In Montgomery, we got a very congested boulevard at this hour. We've also got a whole lot of traffic on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, very congested, and a possible accident at Atlanta Highway right near Bell Road. Use caution there. Very busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trentham State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trentham State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card.